Game three of a three-game set about to get set. A Sunday afternoon family day here at Greater Nevada Field. Kevin DiDomenico, Nash Walker here with you. We welcome those watching on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on the Bally app, download the free app today. Once again, welcome into our broadcast, Kevin DiDomenico, Nash Walker with you, and boy, we have been treated to an explosion of offense for the home team. 28 runs. That's a league high in the first two games.
Kev, what a first weekend for this offense. I think today may be a shift in this game. You never know with the PCL and the way that both of these teams can score, but we got Brandon Fott going against Luis Medina, some of the best pitching prospects you're going to see throughout the schedule. I'm really excited.
Let's take a look at the Aviators' starting lineup. Leading off for the first time this year, Tyler Wade, he'll play third. Kevin Smith, the shortstop, will hit second. Jonah Bride at first, hitting third. Cody Thomas in right in the cleanup spot. Tyler Soderstrom behind the dish, hitting fifth. J.J. Bladé in center, hitting sixth. Cal Stevenson in left, hitting seventh. Pablo Reyes, the second baseman, hitting eighth. Trenton Brooks, the DH, hitting ninth. Luis Medina is the pitcher. We'll get to him in a bit, but Nash, tell us about Brandon Fott.
Brandon Fott, Diamondbacks, minor league pitcher of the year last year, absolutely fantastic. Here's the thing I love about Brandon, Kev, just floods the zone. Fastball, mid-90s, he can pump it up there, 96, 97 with cutting action, super tough on righties, and this is a challenging lineup. You got four lefties in the heart there in five of the last six, so this is a challenge for Brandon right out of the gate, but I think he's up for it.
All right, he just finished his warm-up tosses, ready to get set for Game 3 of a three-game series between the Aviators and the Aces. Reno looking for the sweep on opening weekend in front of a fantastic crowd at Greater Nevada Field. Family Day, $1 hot dogs, and kids run the bases. First pitch on the way. Swinging a foul back to the screen. We are underway at 1:06 p.m., the first pitch. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. Welcome if you're joining us there. Also on Nevada Sportsnet and MILB TV or streaming on the Aces website. 0-1 on the way. Fouled back to the screen. It's nothing and two. And as you mentioned, Fott attacking right away.
Couple of fastballs, 95-93. He's going to sit right there. You'll notice with him, if there's a hard hit ball, he doesn't shy away from the zone. He'll come right back in and load it with strikes.
0-2 on the way. Fastball up and away, 95. A big leg kick recoil from Brandon Fott. Now toes the rubber again.
The strikeout rate really stands out, Kev, at 32%. But for me, a sub-5% walk rate last year, that's the key.
1-2. Fastball again, 94 upstairs. It's two balls and two strikes. He's facing Tyler Wade, who went 1-for-4 on Friday. Did not play yesterday. And who waits for the 2-2. Nobody out. Top of the first. Here's the pitch. Outside corner. Just misses. Ooh. Tries to paint a fastball.
Nearly his first strikeout of the season. Of course, historic year last year for Brandon Fott. 218 strikeouts. Most in a minor league season since 2001.
Minor league pitcher of the year in the Diamondbacks organization. Here's the pitch. Comes at him. Strikes him out. Wade goes down swinging on another fastball. And there's one away.
There's Brandon Fott for you right there, flooding the zone with fastballs. Did not see a single off-speed pitch there. Still beat Tyler Wade, and Wade gave him a little head nod there on the way back to the dugout, acknowledging the zip on that fastball, which, as I said, has cutting action.
Brings up Kevin Smith, the leadoff hitter yesterday. Has one hit all series, waits for the first, the pitch. In there, called strike, outside corner at 95. Down the line, in left, it's 338. Left center 410, right center 424, deepest part of the park, and 340 down the line and right. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball once again, 94 up.
All fastballs so far from Fott. Came to Reno last year and really just took off in 10 starts. 263 ERA, struck out 74 of 242 batters.
0-2. Off speed, first one we've seen. Breaks off the slider, 86 misses. Smith lays off, 1-2.
I think that's the difference. You're going to see a ton of fastballs from him. We've already seen it early on, 8 out of 9. But slider command, getting swings and misses with that slider.
1-2 pitch. Same pitch, same spot, same result. Misses 2-2. Yeah, fought 5-1 in Reno last year. Spring training this year, 3.75 ERA. in 12 innings, 15 strikeouts. Ready from the wind. Over the head he goes, kicks deals. Fastball low, and once again, full count.
You really don't see it in the minors in this day and age, but 167 innings last year across Amarillo and Reno. Eats innings, gets deep into games, ton of strikeouts. He's really everything you're looking for from a starter.
Starter for the PCL championship game. Target outside. 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. And Kevin Smith fights.
Four straight lefties after Smith and Bride here, Kev. So I'll be interested to see how he attacks the lefties. Still, you're going to see a ton of fastballs. Bread and butter. That heater, 93 to 95, sitting there with cut.
Pitch. Pop foul, right side.
Reach back for 96 that time. He'll top 96, 97. Nearly impossible. You elevate that. Ton of swings and misses, and that's why he struck out over 200 batters last year.
Three balls, two strikes again. Here's the pitch. Swinging a chopper foul off of Smith. And he continues to fight. Again, an offensive explosion we've seen from Reno the first two games. 28 runs, 13 game one, they won 13-9. Game two, 15-10. And they lead the PCL in runs scored. Next closest, Tacoma and Vegas with 19 apiece. The pitch, swing and a foul back to the screen on another slider.
3-2 slider. See what he goes back to here. Now options. You threw that slider, got the swing. Fott just such a tough at-bat.
Yeah. Battle right here between Smith and Fott early. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled back into the mask of catcher behind the dish, and it's 3-2 once again.
P.J. Higgins getting the start again today. See Dom Marolio, a designated hitter. First look at Dom on the season.
3-2 coming. Slider got him swinging.
Whew.
Higgins dropped it, tagged out Smith, and there's two away. A couple of strikeouts to start for Brandon Fott, as advertised for these fans today.
Great pitch. 3-2 slider, no fear for Brandon Fott. It was a long battle. A lot of fastballs fouled off, goes back to the slider, and put it in a perfect spot. Gets the whiff. Two up, two down, two Ks for Brandon Fott.
Back to the wind. Working against Jonah Bride, who's had a heck of a series so far. First pitch, pumps it in, a fastball, inner half knee high. Strike one. 5 for 9, 3 RBIs in the series. 2 for 5 yesterday with a run batted in. Target outside. Fott winds, kicks, and deals. Fastball inside again. 95, knee high. A little bit lower this time. And a called strike.
Everything you hear, read about Brandon Fott, loves to learn, loves to get better. So much improvement last year. I think the sky's the limit, too, for him and up and down this rotation.
No balls, two strikes, and time called. Mm. Pitch clock violation. Fott didn't get into his wind quick enough, and it's 1-2. See, more than I thought of those the first weekend, huh?
Mm-hmm.
One ball, two strikes. Fott delivers. Lunging his Bride. Grounds it pull side. Really tough play. Charging his Kennedy, and he won't have a throw. An infield single placed perfectly by Jonah Bride, and that's been his series. Now 6 for 10 through the first weekend.
When you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
Yep.
Get those bounces, Jonah Bride. That was another great slider, and Bride just got a piece of it.
Blake Lawley will come out. He has to have a word here with Sam Birch. And he's not happy about something. In the face of Sam Birch, who's getting his first appearance behind the dish today, Matt Winter over at third base, Lou Williams the third at first.
I think this is probably about the violation call. That'll mix you up in an at-bat, and not entirely sure what Blake Lawley's chatting about.
You got to think that's the only thing that he could be arguing there. Aces wearing their gold uniforms, or white uniforms, I should say, gold lettering across the chest, gold number on the back. Meanwhile, the Aviators switched things up today. All grays with orange Aviators across their chest. Orange numbers and names on the back. Big swing and a miss from Cody Thomas. Had a fastball, nothing and one.
It's the start of the string of lefties and great swings. Thomas, Soderstrom, Blade got into one yesterday. Cal Stevenson.
Pitch 22 from Fott. The pitch off speed. No, fastball outside. Got him swinging again. Nothing and two.
It's so easy to see why Brandon Fott is one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. Why he struck out 218 hitters last year. He just pounds the zone early.
A target up. Brandon Fott looks over to first, kicks and fires. Fastball swung on and missed, tipped into the glove of P.J. Higgins. Fott gets three strikeouts in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. The Aces explosive offense awaits. Stick with us. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. Is a trip. Dominic Fletcher will lead off for Reno. Bottom of the first, nothing, nothing the score. Kevin DiDomenico, Nash Walker with you. First pitch of fastball at 96 from Luis Medina. Misses low for ball one. Vegas came up empty in the top of the first. Three strikeouts from Brandon Fott. Pitch. Fastball once again, this time 97 inside. Two balls, no strikes. Medina with the Yankees through most of his career. 2-0. Fastball once again misses, bounces it in at 98. And Fletcher ahead 3-0. Medina, 23 years of age. The righty from the Dominican Republic delivers a fastball outside corner at 99 miles an hour. And it's strike one, three balls and a strike. Last year, 1-4 with an 11.76 ERA. Delivers another fastball, inner half, at the knees, maybe just below. Got another called strike. It's 3-2. Fletcher yet to swing the bat in this at-bat. Awaits the 3-2. The pitch lines it foul, third base side. Dominic 0-4 yesterday, 1-10 on the series. Couple of RBIs to go with it. Medina did have success, though, in AA last year. Spent most of his time there in Somerset in the Yankees organization. Went 4-3 with a 3.38 ERA. in 17 starts. Was in a multiplayer trade midway through the season. Three balls, two strikes. Medina winds and offers. Swinging a ground ball left side. Ranging over is Smith. Throws on the run and makes the play out number one. So Fletcher is retired. Grounds out to shortstop. And it brings up Bunny Kennedy, who is swinging maybe the hottest bat yesterday. We talked to him after the game. After a 3-for-4 performance, a couple of RBIs, and that home run that carried out to right, he said, you know, he didn't think that had a chance. Just kept on blowing out to the jet stream in right. First pitch, a fastball low, ball one. Comes a 1-0. Outside corner at the knees, but just misses too far to the outer half. Soderstrom tried to frame him back inside. Soderstrom got the start on Friday, one of the top prospects for Oakland. 2-0 is line foul, first base side. Two balls, one strike. Kennedy had that same approach as Phillip Evans yesterday, just trying to not do too much. 2-1 is in there, a called strike. And Medina set for the 2-2. The pitch, swinging a line shot foul that somehow got between the netting and lined into the concourse. Dangerous play there. 2-2 remains.
Medina coming out throwing 101, like sitting 101 here in the first inning. And there are, you know, some scouts wonder if he'd be better off in a short stint reliever role. Probably would touch 102, 103 is nasty stuff.
2-2. Hard hit ground ball to the right side, gloved by Reyes, who throws to first, ranging over to his left, and he makes the play. That one clocked at 101. Luis Medina with some heat. At one point, one of the top prospects for the Yankees. And has had his fair share of struggles, but kind of reinvented himself this offseason. And better than ever. Two up, two down for Reno. A couple of ground outs up the middle. Brings up Pavin Smith. 2-for-3 day yesterday. 3 runs, 3 RBIs. Takes a fastball outside corner at the knees. Strike one. A 1 pitch, cut at, fastball, pop foul, third base side. Reno, the only team in the PCL that is undefeated. Several 1-1 teams, though. Only team that is 0-2 is Las Vegas. 0-2, fastball, tries to nibble. The up and outside corner, it misses. 1 ball, 2 strikes. That one clocked in at 100 miles an hour, just above the knees and outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning. Pavin Smith waits. Here's the pitch. Off speed. First one we've seen. Upstairs belt high. 2-2. Sacramento and Salt Lake playing in a doubleheader yesterday. 2-2 awaits. Broken back ground ball to the right side. Reyes on a slow roller. Picks it up. Throws to first. And the side is retired. 1-2-3, 3 ground outs. Solid work for Luis Medina. We head to the second inning. No score. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball right here from Greater Nevada Field. Reno Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? Tyler Soderstrom to lead things off for the Aviators. It'll be 5-6-7. Soderstrom, Blade, and Stevenson. A little hold up in the action. Like something came onto the field and right. Had to close a bullpen door. And Brandon Pfaadt ready to start the second. 23 first inning pitches. Three strikeouts. Got Wade Smith and Thomas. First pitch to Soderstrom. Paints the outside corner. Called strike. Efficient is the word for Brandon Pfaadt in the first. Attacked with fastballs. Even though Wade and Smith took him deep in the count. Soderstrom rips one high and deep into right field. You can forget about that one. A solo shot, Tyler Soderstrom. It's 1-0 Vegas. A bomb into the jet stream and right.
29 homers last year for Soderstrom on the board in 2023. Look like a changeup from Pfaadt. Just kind of hung in the zone. And Soderstrom so tough from the left side. MLB Pipeline's top prospect for the Athletics.
That brings up J.J. Blade. 2-for-7 series. And the first pitch to him. Breaks a breaking ball off. First time he's done that first pitch. And in for a called strike.
113 off the bat for Soderstrom. Absolutely blasted.
Shown what he can do. He keeps swinging it like that. Won't be here for long. Breaking ball taken by Blade. Ball and a strike. Blade in center field today.
What do you think the footage was on that, Kev?
1-1. What was that?
How far do you think that went?
Oh, it footage. let's see. 440, maybe?
479.
Oh, my. 2-1. A towering blast. 2-2, a called strike to Blade. Wow.
I'm sure the A's will be tweeting that one out today.
Yeah. The 2-2. Fouled back to the screen. That's the one thing. Brandon Pfaadt will come back with those fastballs, like you said. Comes back with it there at 93. A challenge for Blade again.
That's the difference. If you see someone hit a ball 479 off of you, that some guys will shy away from the zone. Not Brandon Pfaadt.
Here comes the 2-2. He winds and deals. Swinging a high, deep drive. This one out to right. Back at the wall goes Smith. It is gone. Back-to-back shots for Las Vegas. This time it's J.J. Blade, and they lead it 2-0. That one not as deep, but just carried over the wall and right. Over the bullpen as well, into the grass, with the wind blowing out toward that right field foul pole. It brings up Cal Stevenson. After back-to-back home runs, J.J. Blade now 3-for-8 in the series. Cal with his second appearance of the weekend. First pitch of fastball, inner half at the knees, a called strike. Stevenson 3-for-4 yesterday. Two RBIs. Pfaadt winds and fires. Goes to another fastball. Below the knees, another called strike. Stevenson didn't love it. Looks back to Sam Birch. Probably a question, is that how low we're going to go today? Ready for the 0-2.
Speed.
The pitch. Breaking ball. And Stevenson gets a piece. What a great pitch from Pfaadt. And fouls it back.
Both home runs, off speed. Kev, off speed pitches, change up. I believe that last one was a slider at 86.
0-2. Fastball up and away.
That's really the last step for Pfaadt. He can rely on that fastball. What's going to be his best secondary? What can he command best?
1-2 pitch. Popped up foul. Left side and out of play. And it'll get all the way out of Greater Nevada Field.
That one was more of a Jetstream special, Kev. 391.
That is Jetstream special. What was Buddy yesterday? Buddy Kennedy that just snuck over the right field wall. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Stevenson is retired. That's 4 strikeouts for Brandon Pfaadt. All of his outs have come by the swing and miss. And it brings Pablo Reyes to the plate.
Doesn't that just illustrate it? Back-to-back homers, comes right back. fastball, strikeout.
Inside, a called strike above the knees. Gaping hole up the middle in the infield. Reyes waving the bat, waits. And the pitch from Fott is taken. Belt high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Pitch number 40 coming from Brandon Fott. You'd think he'll be around the 80-85 pitch range. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, popped up foul. Reyes lunging all the way. Sitting fastball, didn't get it. 1-2. Probably, you'd think, could go back to that fastball.
Bread and butter. Bread and butter for Fott. Part of that spring training battle we've touched on a little bit this weekend.
1-2. He does, and it's fouled back and out of play.
Ryan Nelson, Dre Jameson, Brandon Fott. Depends where you look, but many publications believe Fott is the best pitching prospect in this system. And after this season, will have to be added to the 40-man.
One ball, two strikes. Fott ready. He deals. Outside fastball. He was, after his first start in spring training, I think thought of as maybe the front runner to get that number five spot. Eventually, it was Ryan Nelson. 2-2. Fastball low and away, below the knees and outside.
Kept Dre Jameson as well in that long relief role. I think it's really a matter of time for Fott to get up there.
Steady, tough as nails. Payoff pitch coming. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball 95. Low and away. Reyes down on strike. Strikeout number five from Brandon Fott.
218 strikeouts last year. Here's Fott coming right at him. Fastball missed this spot. Didn't matter. That pitch is tough. A little bit of cutting action. He shook his head. I don't think he liked where he placed that. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than hitting your spot as a pitcher.
Brings up Trenton Brooks, who takes a fastball, has to leap out of the way, 95, too far inside, ball one. Fans, if you aren't watching us on the Bally Live app, text live to Bally or go to the App Store or scan the QR code when you come to the ballpark. Tune into our chat as well as the 1-0's grounded foul by about 2 inches over to Seth Beer at first. You can ask Nash and me your questions on the chat, and we will answer them throughout the game. And
trivia
coming up as well. One ball, one strike to Trenton Brooks. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. 87, took a lot off of it.
Fott, you know, giving up a couple homers this inning, but the difference for him is he doesn't walk anybody. So you rarely see 2 or 3 run homers.
High fly ball hit out to center field, playable for Fletcher. Hit right at him, takes a couple of steps back, then makes the catch. Aside from back-to-back home runs, Soderstrom and Blade make it 2-0. Fott rolls through it, couple more strikeouts, and then a Brooks fly out, 2-0. Aviators, you're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field.
Check 1-2, check 1-2, and the pitch. Strike, four-seam fastball, 95.
You got him.
1-2-3-4.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'm further away now.
That's fine. Oh, I want to hear you.
Welcome back to Greater Nevada Field. Bottom of the second, PJ Higgins to lead things off for Reno. Luis Medina delivers his 19th pitch of the outing. It's up and inside for ball number one. Vegas leading at 2-0, back-to-back home runs in the top of the second. Fastball at 97, Bell tie, ball two. Well, Medina has not done a great job of getting ahead of these Reno hitters, but has been able to retire them. A couple of ground outs. The top of the first, another one upstairs at 98. Three balls, no strikes to P.J. Higgins, who played on Friday, went 2-for-5, scored three runs, had the big home run to put the Aces up 3. Four-pitch walk on four fastballs nonetheless. And P.J. Higgins, the first base runner for the Aces. And it brings up Seth Beer. You hear the cheer for Seth Beer on Dollar Hot Dog Day, Family Sunday. Kids run the bases as well. The pitch, fastball up and away, ball one, 96. Medina pumps his 23rd pitch of the afternoon. So Seth Beer, the first-round selection back in 2018. Nash, you called him Clemson legend. Takes the next one, 86 slider inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Medina still trying to find it here, the former New York Yankee prospect. Finds himself here with the A's. Pitch. Fouled back to the screen. A fastball challenged inside at 97. Had to come to him. Beer knew it. Swung away. 12 balls, 12 strikes for Luis Medina. Two balls, one strike to Seth Beer. Nobody out. Higgins off of first. Long look in with 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Still waiting. Delivers. Off the inside part of the bat, popped up left side, playable for the third baseman. Wade runs over against the netting. He makes the catch. So a pop out for Seth Beer. A tough-ish play for Tyler Wade over at third, and it brings up Blaze Alexander. One on, one out for Reno. Well, we've talked all season, and Reno has proved it about how quick this offense can strike. They did it in the third yesterday, put up 11 runs across two innings. First pitch, a fastball inside, 95 miles an hour, ball one. Again, 28 runs throughout two games, leading the PCL. Vegas done a solid job offensively, though, too. That one fouled right back to the screen. And it's a ball and a strike. Alexander, 11th round selection, 2018. Cape Coral, Florida native, IMG Academy guy. Boy, do they produce athletes from down there in Florida. Target inside, gets a fastball right on the spot, and a called strike. To Blaze Alexander. On maybe the nicest day of the weekend, especially when the sun is shining on you. Medina set at the belt. Kicks, fires. Bounces an off-speed pitch low and away. And it's 2-2. Double play depth up the middle for the Aviators. That is Smith and Reyes. Smith at short. Reyes at second. Outfield straight up. In left, Stevenson actually playing pretty far off the line for the righty Blaze Alexander. The pitch. Swinging a high, deep drive out to right field. Toward the corner goes Thomas at the wall, and it is foul. Blaze Alexander almost tied the game on a two-run shot to deep right, but tailing too far away. Boy, that was one of those situations where you're not watching the ball anymore. You're just watching the umpire. He was looking down the line and signaled foul. Two balls, two strikes. Higgins off of first, the pitch. Off-speed down and away, 3-2. 2-0 Vegas leads. Reno hitless so far. P.J. Higgins represents the first base runner of the game for the Aces. Payoff pitch. Runner holding on a fastball away. He walked him. Walk, pop out, walk for Luis Medina in the second. Gives way to Dominic Canzone. Canzone, one of the two players in this lineup that has played both Friday and Saturday. 2-for-8 series with an RBI, 0-for-3 yesterday. Open stance from the left side. Medina delivers. Comes at him, a fastball down the middle, and a called strike. Again, umpires today, Matt Winter at third, Birch behind the plate, Lou Williams the third at first. Medina set at the belt, looks to second, delivers, off speed away. And belt high, ball one. Brandon fought against Luis Medina today. Sunday series finale, lunging at a breaking ball down, fouled back, and trickles over toward the Aces dugout. Kevin DiDomenico, Nash Walker taking you the distance on a windy day in Reno. Control-wise, Medina has struggled a bit here in the second. 18 balls, 18 strikes total in his outing. Fastball swung on, line foul to the netting just above the Aces dugout. 97 miles an hour. Canzone, a 257 hitter in spring training, 35 at-bats. Two big flies. He's a Buckeye, Ohio State. 1-2. Breaking ball, and I think a balk is called on Luis Medina. They get Luis Medina on a balk. What a turn of events. That looked like strike three, but the pitch is waved off. For those of you watching on TV, you see the balk there on Medina. That is strike three if they don't wave off the pitch. A fantastic breaking ball for pitch number 37 of his outing, but it's erased. Second and third, one out. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Goes right back to it. Pulls the string at 79, and there's two away. First strikeout of the afternoon for Luis Medina. And here comes Dominic Maroli. Yo. Morolio, his first appearance this season. Oakland, California native, and what a situation. Fastball misses low, first pitch at 98. Tying run at second. 2-0, Vegas leads. Morolio, a 20th round guy in 2017. The pitch swung on off the inside part of the bat, hit foul opposite side down the first baseline and out of play. 1-1. Morolio played for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic. His best season at the plate came back in 2018 when he hit 306 across high A and double A. Waits for the 1-1, the kick and the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, hit out to center, but playable for Blade. Actually, the right fielder Thomas coming in, he makes the catch. The Aces strand a pair. We head to the top of the third, 2-0 Vegas. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Salad Works and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Salad Works and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno.
Top of the lineup for the Aviators, top of the third here in the booth and here at Greater Nevada Ballpark. Thanks so much for joining us. Wherever you may be listening or watching, Bally Sports live app. The first pitch to Tyler Wade. Taking a called strike at 92 miles an hour. Yeah, 2-0 Vegas leads it over the Aces. Gave up back-to-back home runs. Little pooch bunt left side. And Wade's going to get on. Kennedy couldn't make the play, sliding to his right. And Wade is aboard. And we'll see if that is recorded as a hit. In the scorebook. I'm going to give him a hit there. I think he beats that out. But a tough play nonetheless over at third for Buddy Kennedy. Utility guy. Was at second yesterday. First pitch in there, a called strike from Brandon Fott to Kevin Smith. Smith struck out swinging his first time. Fott long look in with 3 seconds on the pitch clock. The pitch inside. Ball one. One ball and a strike. Higgins couldn't handle it. Popped out of his glove. Looks over, gets the call. A couple of taps on the plate for Kevin Smith. 9 on the pitch clock. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, another called strike. One ball, 2 strikes. Top of the third inning, Vegas leads it 2-0. 2 runs on 4 hits, back-to-back homers are how they got him. Pick over to first, diving back safely is Tyler Wade. Defense straight up here for Kevin Smith. Remember to invite your friends to watch Aces Baseball on the Bally Live app and the Watch Party feature. Fott ready for the 1-2. Here's the pitch. Runner holding on a fastball outside. Knee high but misses at 94. Fott wanted it, didn't get it, and it's 2-2. Nobody out, runner on first. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fott set target outside from Higgins. Runner going on a pitch out. It's ball three, and the runner is safe. Tyler Wade, a stolen base. And a man on second now with nobody out. Tyler Wade, we know he has that spring, that stealing ability, that speed. Had a heck of a spring with the A's, and if you're watching on our feed, able to snag it there. Next one is driven deep out to right field. Back at the wall, and it's gone into the bullpen. In right, a 2-run shot for Kevin Smith. And it's 4-0 Aviators. A story here for Fott. Just left a couple of these balls up. First two home runs off of off-speed pitches. That one a fastball down the middle. Kevin Smith took deep out to right field, and it's 4-0. Four runs on five hits. All the four runs on homers. It was back in the second. Soderstrom and Blade went back-to-back, then a two-run shot for Kevin Smith. Nobody out. Here's Jonah Bride. Takes an off-speed pitch, a called strike, a slider on the outer half. Bride singled his first time, an infield hit, placed perfectly. Next one, same pitch, slider outside, misses. It's 1-1. He's had a heck of a series, 6-for-10, including that infield single back in the first. One ball, one strike. Wine in the pitch. Outside corner again. Goes back to the slider. It's 2-1. Trying to nibble. Will he go back to the fastball here? Try to get Jonah Bride inside. Comes the 2-1. Fastball swung on and hit well foul down the right field line. Jonah made his MLB debut last June. Dealt with some shoulder issues and ended up here in Vegas. Called strike three on a fastball inside. And strikeout number six for Brandon Fott. That's the first strikeout looking for Brandon Fott. Wade went down swinging, Smith swinging, Thomas swinging, Stevenson, Reyes all swinging, and now Bride goes down looking. And that's why Fott's numbers last year, so impressive, especially in Reno. Fastball outside a called strike to Cody Thomas. Because of what the altitude does here, he was 5-1 with a 2.63 ERA in his time in Reno last year. Here comes the 0-1. And taken ball one. Still trying to buckle down. Comes right back with fastballs. No balls, one strike. A little bit of a shift to the pull side of the lefty, Cody Thomas. So deep in the hole is Hager at second. Here's the pitch. Fastball knee-high, misses. Outside for ball two. Kennedy far off the line at third as well. Here comes the pitch. Outer half a called strike. That one a fastball once again at 94. Two balls, two strikes on a beautiful day in Reno. It's starting to warm up, especially this weekend. Fans got a treat for opening weekend. 2-2. Fastball low. 3-2. Aces will have 9-1-2 when they come back in the bottom of the third. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Cody Thomas is down on strikes for the second time today. And that is strikeout, I believe, number seven for Brandon Fott. Stay tuned for our trivia coming up in the bottom of the sixth inning. You can also ask Nash and me your questions in the chat, and we'll answer as many as we can. First pitch to Tyler Soderstrom. Is outside for ball one, a fastball at 94. Interested to see how he handles Soderstrom, who had a solo shot, 470 to deep left right center field. 93 fastball outside, a called strike. On the 1-0, it's now 1-1. Soderstrom has been swinging a hot bat in the two games he's played in, 3-for-5 this series. The 1-1, smacked foul to the screen. He was ranked as the number seven high school prospect by Baseball America prior to the draft back in 2020. The A's number one prospect, 39th overall by MLB Pipeline. The 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen. Boy, that is his pitch, 93 down the middle. A lot of guys pitching, huh? 1-2. Soderstrom waits. Open stance from the left side. Fott winds and offers. Swing and a pop-up. Left side a mile high. Dashing in can zone. quick conversation with Alexander, who makes the catch in shallow left. The Aviators get two on a two-run shot from Kevin Smith. We'll take a break. Bottom three we go. Thanks for joining us. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field.
A recent hanger epidemic has affected Reno. Symptoms include hanger pains, intense eye rolling, and becoming a complete jerk, Brian. We're looking at you. The best treatment is Teriyaki Madness, with a huge variety of bowls, including MSG-free, fresh ingredients. Everything is made to order, and none of it is scraped from the pan like some panda hustlers down the street. Visit Teriyaki Madness at Mount Rose Highway in South Virginia, right across from the Summit Reno Shopping Mall. Spread the word. Stop the hanger. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue with over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from. You can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Reno Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? Aces fans, are you looking for a financial partner that's always by your side? As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line, our measurement of success, our motivation, it's you. And whatever money matters you're facing right now, we're here to help you live greater. Get started now at GNCU.org. 9-1-2 for the Aces in the bottom of the third inning. 4-0. Reno still seeking their first hit. They've had a couple of base runners, and it's Jake Hager to lead things off. Takes a fastball low and away. Ball one. 1-for-4 day yesterday at an RBI double. Kickstarted the Reno offense. Next one swung on and missed. 96 outer half. Pitch number 43 from Luis Medina. Again, the wind blowing out to right. Thanks so much for joining us on your Saturday afternoon. With 3 seconds, Medina to the wind, the pitch. Outside on a slider, it's two balls and a strike. Reno taking the first two games of the series. High-scoring affairs, 13-9 game one, 15-10 victory in game two. Most runs in the league, 2-1. Fastball low. And you'd think maybe it's two or three guys that have been the main contributors. Bunch of different players that have set the table and then come through for Reno. Buddy Kennedy yesterday, a couple of RBIs and a homer. 3-1 pitch is low and away. And Jake Hager is aboard in his first at-bat. So it turns the page to Dominic Fletcher, to the top of the lineup, who's 1-for-10 this series and grounded out his first time. Over toward the left side to the shortstop, Smith. Not really double play depth at all here for the Aviators. Third baseman Wade in on the grass. Fastball gets away from the catcher Soderstrom, and Hager will take second. It wasn't a fastball. It was off speed that Medina just spiked. And so a chance for Fletcher to cut into the 4-0 deficit. Still no hits for Reno. Remember, they didn't have hits through the first two innings yesterday. The pitch, a fastball inside, and it's 2-0. So that trend we've seen of Medina falling behind these Reno hitters continues into the third. He's behind 2-0 on Dominic Fletcher. He looks to second. Now looks back, kicks and fires, swing and a miss. What a gutsy pitch. 88 slider inside. Fletcher sitting fastball all the way and gets fooled. Runner on second, game one. Reno is fantastic with runners in scoring position, 6-17. 2 balls and a strike. Medina, a long wait. Kick steals. Fastball swung on line right at the second baseman Reyes gloves, and Hager back to second in time before the throw, and there's one away. Boy, he hits that anywhere else. That scores Jake Hager. But it was right at the second baseman, Reyes. And he didn't have to move, just a little leap. And there's one away. Take a look if you're watching on Nevada Sports Network. Line drive right at Reyes. Heads up play by Hager to not move. So we will take a break. Pitching change for Vegas, solid day for Luis Medina in a small sample size. Tell you who that new pitcher is when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball at Greater Nevada Field.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Reno Aces Baseball is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? Garrett Acton, the new pitcher for Las Vegas. He's set at the belt. Looks in. The first pitch is a fastball at the letters to Buddy Kennedy for ball one. Drafted by the Chicago White Sox in 2016 in the 35th round. The pitch, fastball outside, misses ball two. Pitched on Friday against Reno, went 1 2/3, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs. A homer, a walk, and a strikeout. Falls behind Buddy Kennedy here with 1 out, 2-0 count. Jake Hager, the runner on second. He walked to get on. Reno still hitless today. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high, deep drive. Hit well. Out to left field. Buddy Kennedy has just cut the lead in half. A 2-run shot. It's 4-2. Kennedy homers on back-to-back days. We talked about how quick this offense can strike. And they cut the lead in half. It's a Buddy Kennedy 426-foot home run out to deep left. The pitch to Pavin Smith is skied foul and out of play. Smith 0 for 1 today, and Garrett Acton continues to struggle against Reno here in this series. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Line drive, pull side, glove sliding, Reyes, throw to first, falling down. What a play. In time. Pavin Smith hit it hard. Reyes ranging all the way from deep in the hole at second up the middle. Sliding to his left, and there's two away. So 4-2 the score. Reno with just one hit. It's a Buddy Kennedy two-run shot. Fastball outside, ball one. Fans, don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field when the Aces celebrate Taco Tuesday, presented by Join INC and Alice 96.5 with two street tacos for just $6. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball foul. Count is even at 1-1. Off the bat of P.J. Higgins. Walked his first time. Was the first base runner aboard for the Aces. Back in the second. Imagine how hard it would be to throw a no-hitter here. Think about it. The Reno Aces went hitless in the first two innings. Fastball inside, ball two, 2-1. And you just had a feeling. You knew that it probably wouldn't go past four with this offense. Two balls and a strike. The pitch to Higgins. Up and inside. A fastball at 94. It's 3-1. And like Medina, Acton falling behind early and often against these Reno hitters. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. It's going to high, deep drive. Hit foul. Pull side. On the right field line. The final line for Medina. 2 1/3. One run. It was earned. Three walks and a strikeout, but did not give up a hit. Responsible for Hager at second. The walk that came around to score on the two-run shot from Buddy Kennedy. The 3-2. Line drive into right field, but Thomas is there to make the catch. Reno cuts the lead in half with a two-run home run from Buddy Kennedy. We will head to the fourth. 4-2 your score. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
Healthy and delicious eating come together at Salad Works and Fruitables, both under one roof in Longley Town Center. For a healthy boost, try our superfoods in acai bowls, pitaya bowls, smoothies, and more. Come see us at Salad Works and Fruitables, both at one location in Longley Town Center, 5210 Longley Lane in Reno.
We head to the top of the fourth. Brandon Fott will finish his warm-up pitches here in a bit. And in with the play-by-play, here's Nash Walker.
Thanks, Kev. Happy Sunday, everybody. Beautiful Sunday. A little bit windy. Just happy to have baseball back this weekend. So glad you're joining us here, wherever you're joining us. Blade Stevenson Reyes as the Aces are back into this one. Buddy Kennedy, two-run shot in the bottom half of the third to cut down that Vegas lead to 2. It's 4-2. Top four, Brandon Pfaadt back to the mound with 7 strikeouts. Misses up and away with a fastball at 91. Book closes on Luis Medina. He went 2 1/3, no hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, 3 walks and a strikeout for the right-hander on the Aviators' side. Pfaadt misses again outside, 93, 2-0 now on J.J. Bleda. Homered in the second. The difference so far, 3 home runs for the Aviators. Pfaadt misses again, it's 3-0. Soderstrom, Bleda went back-to-back in the second. Tyler Wade singled to lead off the third, and then Kevin Smith drove him home with a 2-run shot, fought back into the zone with a fastball strike at 92, 3-1's the count. Mentioned in the pregame, those lefties in the middle of the order dealing with them, and so far, been trouble. Deep fly ball, right field, Bleday's got 2. Way back into the berm in right field, J.J. Bleda is having an afternoon. It's 5-2, Aviators. J.J. Bleda, the former top 5 pick of the Marlins. 2 home runs this afternoon. And the 4th homer allowed by Pfaadt. Bleda gets into one. Unfortunate, that 2-run shot for Smith. Really not a bad pitch for Pfaadt. Got in with the fastball. Smith just beat him. Breaking ball in for a strike on Stevenson. Struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. 423 off the bat for J.J. Bleda. Exit velo at 104. Breaking ball hit out to first. Picked up on a couple of hops. And taken to the bag for the out by Seth Beer. One down here, top 4. Aviators lead it 5-2 on 4 home runs. Pablo Reyes steps in. He struck out swinging as well. 7 strikeouts for Pfaadt. Buzzing that fastball plenty in the zone. First pitch, slider at 83, called strike on Reyes. Pretty typical, no walks for Pfaadt. This will be pitch number 81 in the top of the 4th. Fastball just misses away. 1-1. We'll see what the bullpen order looks like today for Blake Lawley. 1-1. Another slider, nasty at 85. Gets a swing and a miss. Options now for Pfaadt. 1-2 on Reyes. Time called behind the plate. Everybody working out those kinks with the pitch clock. 1-2 on Reyes. Hit out to third. Backhand. Kennedy. Buddy sets. Fires on a hop. Seth Beer picks it out of the dirt for out number 2. Buddy Kennedy on the backhand. Nice scoop from Beer at first. 2 down here in the top of the 4th. Buddy, professional infielder. Saw him play second yesterday as Blake Lawley is coming to the mound, and that will be it for Brandon Pfaadt. So Brandon leaves here in the top of the 4th. Aviators leading it 5-2. We'll introduce you to the reliever. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. New pitcher on for the Aces is Zach McAllister. Book closes on starter Brandon Fott in his season debut. 3 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Faced 17 batters. Gave up 4 home runs. We saw McAllister on opening day and greets Trenton Brooks with a pitch off the elbow. Hit batter, and Brooks will reach first here with 2 outs, top of the 4th. Aviators leading the Aces 5-2 in our Sunday series finale. Lineup flips over now for Tyler Wade. 1-for-2 with a single today. Brooks looks to be okay. Aces following this series will head to Tacoma tomorrow. First pitch fouled back by Wade. McAllister, the righty, mentioned, saw him on opening day, spent a bunch of time with Cleveland in the big leagues. He's kind of reinvented himself as a reliever, was once a starter in the big leagues. Sidewinding righty, stolen base, in there easily is Trenton Brooks. So hit batter and a steal, and now a runner in scoring position for Las Vegas, leading it by 3. Higgins, really no chance there. Great jump for Trenton Brooks. And this turns into a large at-bat here. The Aces back into this one with a Buddy Kennedy 2-run shot in the bottom of the 3rd. Wade rolls over to Beer. Beer will take it himself, slides to the bag, gets there in time for out number 3. McAllister works around the 2-out hit batter. Aviators, though, get another on J.J. Bleday's 2nd home run of the game. And after 3.5, Aviators lead it 5-2. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. Las Vegas leading Reno 5-2 here. Bottom 4 on a Sunday afternoon series finale from Greater Nevada Field. So glad you're joining us as Seth Beer steps into the box against Garrett Acton. Second time we've seen Acton in this series. Aces, couple of runs on a 2-run shot from Buddy Kennedy. First pitch from Acton in there for a strike on Beer at 94. Seth popped out in foul territory to 3rd in his first at-bat. That was back in the 2nd. Foul tip. Off-speed at 87, and Beer in the hole 0-2. Aviators on opening day, top of the 1st, led 3-0 right out of the gate. Really an ambush. Aces responded in the bottom of the 2nd to make it 4-3. Highlighted by a Phillip Evans 2-run homer, and is the first sign of what was to come this entire weekend for the Aces offense. 13 runs in the opener, 15 yesterday, just 2 today, but plenty of ball left to play. Acton to Beer, 0-2 outside on a changeup at 86. Buddy Kennedy, he made his season debut yesterday, homered. He's got another today. Seth Beer still looking to get on the board in that hit column. That's out towards second, picked up on the backhand. Reyes fires over to first. Nice play. Pablo Reyes for the first out. Scored 4-3, one down, bottom four. Aviators over the Aces 5-2. So we get a nice throw and a strong play from Las Vegas second baseman Pablo Reyes, showing off the glove today. Blaze Alexander in. He walked in the second, reached second. Did not come around to score. Takes a fastball in at 95. Blaze did not play yesterday. Played in the opener. Was part of that offensive onslaught for Reno. Back in the sixth hole at short today for the series finale. Check swing. Did not go. A fastball at 94. Now Blaze ahead 2-0 in the count. Some prospect pedigree for Garrett Acton, the right-hander. Mid-90s fastball coming out of that Aviators bullpen. Down 2-0 on Alexander. 2-0 in there for a strike at 94. Luis Medina, he started this game. First inning of action, we saw 101 consistently on his heater. Slowly came down as the outing wore on. Or 96-97. Pitched 2 1/3, gave up just the one run. Up and in on Blaze. It's 3-1 now. With Canzone on deck. Sometimes with this Aces lineup, all it takes is just a walk. Just somebody on base. That offense becomes contagious, as Phillip Evans alluded to after opening day. That is ball four. Fastball in again on Blaze. And he'll reach with a one-out walk. Two walks today for Alexander. As Dominic Canzone, who struck out swinging in the second, gets an opportunity with a man on base. Vegas leads it 5-2 on four home runs, including two from J.J. Blade. Former top five pick, showing off his power and peppering the lawn in right field this afternoon. First pitch fastball just low on Canzone, 95. Alexander leading off first. We'll see if he gets the go-ahead. We have a plastic bag at third base picked up. Tyler Wade hands it off. One oh on Canzone. Bottom of the fourth. Inside again, 2-0, and Acton having trouble finding the zone here. Nearly hit Canzone on the back foot. Alexander off of first. Some activity, left-hander up in that Aviators bullpen. Seen a ton of arms this weekend with all the scoring. Pitching changes galore. Also opening weekend, taking it easy on the young starters. Saw that with Medina, Fott. Yesterday with Walson, hit hard to left field. Coming in now back on it as Stevenson makes the catch. Another hard hit ball for Dominic Canzone, unfortunately, into the glove of Stevenson for out number two. Dom Maroglio flew out to right in his first at-bat. Will come up with Blaze still at first. And the Aces trailing by three here in the bottom of the fourth. It's 5-2 in favor of Vegas. .88 off the bat there for Canzone, who consistently has posted some of the best exit velocities in the Diamondbacks system. Smooth left-handed swing. Blaze, decently large lead off of first. Acton comes set, comes home. Blaze stays over there. It's a called strike at 96 painted. 0-1 on Maroglio. Dom Maroglio making his debut today. A designated hitter. Drafted by the Diamondbacks in 2017 in the 20th round. Fouls that one back behind us. It's 0-2. Last year in 63 games for the Aces. Hit .257. OPS at .823. Doesn't really strike out much. He'll draw some walks, really, all around. Nice hitter here for the Aces, and off the field, high energy personality. Swing and a miss that time, and Marolio's down swinging. So Acton works around the one-out walk of Alexander, and the Aviators lead it 5-2 after four. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. Top of the fifth, Aviators leading the Aces here 5-2 at Greater Nevada Field. So glad you're joining us wherever you are, whether you're at the park listening. I know we have some folks at the park like to listen and watch at home, potentially watching on TV, MILB TV, NSN, wherever you're watching. We're so glad you're with us on this Sunday afternoon. Nash Walker, Kevin DiDomenico, top of the fifth. As Kevin Smith steps in, takes a sinker, swings and misses McAllister at 91. Zero balls and one strike. Smith in the two-hole today. Homered in the third. Another sinker. Back door. Called strike at 91. 0-2. Seen the power up and down this Aviators lineup all weekend. They have four home runs today, including two from J.J. Blade. Slider off the plate. Excuse me, that was a sinker. One ball and two strikes. McAllister to Smith, the sidewinding righty. Hit hard out to center, and that'll fall in front of Fletcher for a leadoff single. Smith rounds first. He'll hold up there. Aviators in business early in the top of the fifth, leading it by three for Jonah Bride. Smith now 2-for-3. The shortstop. To keep an eye on him over at first base as well. Saw Tyler Wade nab a bag in the third. In there for a strike, McAllister. Which he used to be a starter for Cleveland and a good one at that. Now transition to the bullpen. See, tough matchup for a right-handed hitter. Sidewinder, sinker, 91, 0-2 on Jonah Bride. This is a talented heart of the order for Las Vegas. Bride, Thomas, Soderstrom, all of them have shown it off. This weekend, Aces grabbed the first two games, trailing here 5-2, top five. Bride takes low, it's 1-2. Check over on Smith, pulled Seth Beer off the bag. Great to see the faces back at the ballpark. Reno Aces fans, opening day, so much buzz. Really opening weekend, so much buzz. Love for you to get out to Greater Nevada Field this season. That's outside at 88, 2-2 on Jonah Bride. None down here, top of the fifth. Aviators lead it 5-2 over the Aces. 2-2, McAllister swinging a foul tip in and out of the glove back there of P.J. Higgins. Looked at the lineup cards today, and marquee matchup with these two lineups and the pitching matchup with Brandon Fott and Luis Medina as advertised in terms of stuff. We saw 101 from Medina. Fott with that usual mid-90s cutting fastball. 2-2, popped up right side, out of play. The wind will push that a few rows back. And a sigh from the crowd usually means the ball fell flat, not into a glove over there on the right field line. Sun is slowly creeping toward the backstop as we move into later Sunday afternoon. I guess leads it 5-2, top five, and there goes Smith. Popped up anyway, right field. Coming in, Paven Smith, and Kevin Smith has to retreat back to first. Hit and run on with two strikes. No damage done, and now one down for Cody Thomas. Thomas, couple of strikeouts today. Brandon Fott got him twice. Seven strikeouts for the right-hander, making his first start of the season for the Aces, Brandon Fott. Unfortunately, four home runs on the Aviator side, swinging a miss at 92 on the sinker from McAllister. Soderstrom got the homer party started for Vegas with a leadoff shot in the second. Fott struck out the side in the first. Thomas swinging a miss. Off speed from McAllister. And it's 0-2. Smith will advance to second. There's another potential balk call there. Just trotted right into second base. So now a runner in scoring position. Yeah, working through these kinks of the pitch clock action early on in 2023. New rules across baseball and seeing it in the big leagues. I think it's going to take some time for everybody. Foul back on 0-2. McAllister, pitch number 18 coming. Top five, Vegas leads it 5-2 on seven hits. Just one hit today for Reno is a Buddy Kennedy two-run shot. Sinker, front door, nasty, called strike three. And that's a large one there on Cody Thomas. Struck out looking. Callister picks up his first K. And now Soderstrom back into the box. Highly touted prospect, Tyler Soderstrom. Smooth, pretty swing from the left side. Fouls that one back on a sinker at 92 into the crowd, bouncing down and finally recovered by a proud fan. Section 107. Soderstrom, a clean left-handed swing, hit a home run in the second inning, and that is a nasty changeup, swing and a miss, 0-2. Mentioned yesterday the pipeline of catchers for the Oakland Athletics. Sean Murphy, Shea Langeliers now, and Tyler Soderstrom looks to be the next. 0-2 inside. Tried to go front door again with that sinker at 92. One ball, two strikes. Medina did have that command problem in the second and third inning of his starts, but credit got out of it. 1-2, bounced out to second. Picked up on the backhand. Thrown on to first, Jake Hager. Nice play. And Seth Beer scoops it up for out number three. We're through four and a half. Aviators leading the Aces 5-2. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. New pitcher on for Las Vegas. It's Billy Sullivan, the right-hander, 23 years old from Newcastle, Delaware, 28th pick in 2017 for the Phillies, former Phillies farmhand. And he'll come in to face Jake Hager here. 9-1-2 coming up for the Aces. Hager, 95, strike one. Jake drew a walk, came around to score on the Kennedy two-run shot in the third. Takes outside at 95, one ball, one strike. Sullivan spent most of his time in Double-A in the Phillies organization last year, 4.59 ERA, strikeout rate nearly 14 strikeouts per nine, as Hager swings through an off-speed at 87, one ball, two strikes. Lively arm for Billy Sullivan. Cutter, that last pitch at 87. Fastball 95-96 with the four-seamer. Check swing. Did he go? He did. And that's strike three on Jake Hager. One down here in the bottom of the fifth. Vegas leading 5-2. Lineup flips over. Dom Fletcher with nobody aboard. Seen Dom hit some balls hard out of the leadoff spot this weekend. Aces could use a jolt here in the bottom of the fifth. Trailing by three. Fletcher, monster part of the championship-winning team last year, fouls it away. We've already been treated to that range in center field as well. One of the best defenders in this system and arguably one of the best in minor league baseball out there in center. 0-1. Breaking ball, called strike at 86, and now in the hole 0-2. We had a 15-10 final yesterday, 13-9 on opening day. I don't want to speak too soon, but just 5-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. As Dom flies one toward the left field line. Stevenson can't get there. It'll be a one-out knock for Dominic Fletcher. And we'll see if that gets the Aces going. So we push through the heart of the order. Dom, 1-for-3. Just flared it down the left field line. Fell fast. Stevenson shaded toward right center. Couldn't quite get there. And Dom's aboard. We'll see if he gets the green light with that oven mitt on at first base. Aces trailing by three. Buddy Kennedy hit a two-run homer in the third. So dangerous. Buddy got the Aces back into it before Blade hit his second home run of the afternoon to push the deficit back to three. Buddy takes outside 96 on the fastball, 1-0. Fletcher off of first, one out, bottom five. Second hit of the day for the Aces. 1-0, low, and 2-0. Pavin Smith winning on deck. This feels like a chance here for the Aces to put another run or two or potentially three to tie this game on the board. 2-0 on Kennedy. Outside 3-0. And Buddy, who blasted in the third inning over the nearly over the scoreboard. We've seen that. I've heard we've seen that once in the past. Takes outside, four-pitch walk. First and second now, one out for Pavin Smith, who's going to have the platoon advantage against the righty Sullivan. Instant scoring opportunity. Flair single to left, four-pitch walk. And we're getting a mound visit here for Billy Sullivan. Pavin Smith, dangerous left-handed hitter, batting third today. He's 0-for-2. He's grounded out to second twice. Difficult matchup for any pitcher, really, especially a right-handed pitcher. Pavin above average in the majors against right-handed pitching, and certainly here in Reno. So Sullivan first and second now in some trouble. Aviators leading at 5-2, bottom five. 5 home runs today combined. 4 for Vegas, 1 for Reno. Sullivan comes set. Big pitch here starting off Smith. Pavin dribbles it to short. Potentially 2, flip on to second. Reyes in over to first. Picked up on a hop. Jonah Bride. Score at 6-4-3. Inning-ending double play. And the Aviators escape the fifth. They still lead it 5-2. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. New arm out of the Aces bullpen. It's the left-hander. Our first look at Anthony Misevich, who split time last year between Seattle and Kansas City. 17 appearances for the Mariners, 15 for the Royals. Overall, 4.34 ERA for the left-hander, who's going to face Blade Stevenson Reyes. So two of the first three left-handed hitters. J.J. Blade stepping in with 2 home runs. Aviators lead at 5-2, top 6. That's down and away, ball 187 from Misevich, who was an 18th-round pick out of Michigan State from Detroit, drafted by the Mariners. And this is his first outing in a Reno Aces uniform. That's up and in, 2-0. J.J. Blade, 2 solo homers, peppering that lawn in right field with his last blast. Misevich falls behind 3-0. Aces had a threat there. Bottom of the fifth, first and second, one out. Inning ending, 6-4-3 double play. As Blade takes ball 4. 4 pitch walk, fastball up and in at 91. So the leadoff man aboard here for Cal Stevenson. J.J. Blade, tough out today. Cal Stevenson, maybe better luck with him. He's 0-2 with a strikeout swinging. Lefty-lefty again. Breaking ball high. 5 pitches, 5 balls for Misevich. Former Cardinal as well. Pitched in the Cardinals organization. 1-0 high, 2-0. And PJ's going to come out and talk to the left-hander. 6 pitches, 6 balls. And early trouble here in the top of the sixth. Aces already trailing 5-2. Quick chat, Higgins Misevich, and he'll reset here against Cal Stevenson. In his major league career, over 100 innings for Misevich, 4.43 ERA. 2-0 coming to Stevenson. Hit hard through the right side. That's a base hit. Blade, he'll hold up at second. First and second, nobody out here in the top of the sixth for Pablo Reyes. Rough start for Misevich in his Aces debut. Walk and a single. And we've been impressed all weekend. Aviators, they haven't had a problem scoring. 9 in the opener, 10 yesterday. 5 runs today in the top of the sixth. Chance at more here. Fastball in there for a strike. First called strike for Misevich on Reyes, who's 0 for 2, swinging strikeout and a ground out to third. Misevich comes set from the stretch. Takes a look at Blade. Half swing, looks like he went. No. Close call on the 79 mile an hour breaking ball. It's 1-1. Reyes in the 8 hole. Slower start this weekend. Seen him play strong second base. And he has a chance here at the plate to expand the Aviators' lead. 1-1 in there. Breaking ball. Strike 2, 1-2. Trenton Brooks looming on deck. Nobody out. First and second. Blade at second. Stevenson over at first. The 1-2. Hit out to short. Chance at 2. Flipped on. Alexander on to first for 2. Alexander Hager Beer equals 2. And that is a big-time ground ball for Anthony Misevich. Reyes reached out. And the Aces took advantage. Now 2 down with a man at third. Completely different look, Trenton Brooks. So a key inning-ending double play in the bottom of the fifth, and potentially another key double play there. Called strike on Brooks at 78. It's 0-1. Brooks the DH. She's 0 for 1. Hit by a pitch in the fourth. Here's the 0-1 from Misevich. Check swing. Look down to third. He did not go. 1 ball, 1 strike. Aces trailing 5-2 here. Top six. Trying to stay within reach. And with this offense, feels like any deficit's within reach. 1-1 popped up on the infield. Coming in, Paven Smith will make the catch in short right field for out number 3. Misevich escapes the damage. 2 on with nobody out. Aviators kept off the board. They lead it 5-2, though. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. Joseph Whelan on now for the Aviators. They lead it 5-2 here, bottom six from Greater Nevada Field. Nash Walker, Kevin DiDomenico, pumped to bring you opening weekend baseball. The Aces clinched the series win yesterday, going for the sweep today. They have work to do And it'll start with P.J. Higgins. First pitch from Joseph Whelan is punched through the right side for a base hit. Good start to the bottom of the sixth. We saw Whelan on opening day. As Seth Beer gets his heralded chant. Stepping into the box, he's 0 for 2 today. Good time to get going for Seth Beer. Runner on base, P.J. Higgins, leadoff single. Opening day, Whelan gave up a couple of runs in one inning of work, struck out two. Beer takes low at 92, ball one. Seth playing first base today. As Beer reverberates through Greater Nevada Field. Trying to will their home club to get back into this one. Beer got one to hit. Off speed, fouled it away. Fouled out to third in the second. Grounded out to second base in the fourth. Well, the Aces' best hitters last year brings power, brings patience. He'll draw a walk. Third on the team in home runs last year. The 1-1. Up and away, 2-1 from Whelan. P.J. Higgins leading off of first. He had a decisive three-run home run on opening day. Did not play in yesterday's game. Back starting behind the plate today. 1-for-2 with a walk so far. 2-1 to Beer. Big swing and a miss on a fastball at 92. Just late. Two balls, two strikes. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. Aces trailing by three. Four home runs from the Las Vegas Aviators. The 2-2 popped up center field. Playable. Coming in Blade, and it drops. Three Aviators converged on it. And a perfect spot out there in left center. Seth Beer, he'll take it. That's a base hit. Man, it looked like Blade had a good jump. Stevenson ended up playing it. Seth Beer dunks one into center. Now first and second with nobody out for Blaze Alexander. Higgins, hard hit single through the right side. Seth Beer flares one to center. Blaze Alexander, big spot here, takes a ball outside. Blaze, he's walked twice today, showing off his patience. Mentioned Blaze played seven games here last year and was fantastic. Hit some monster home runs. Awesome arm at short. Big spot here opening weekend as the Aces try to push for a sweep. Good take. Breaking ball at 79, 2-0. Four, five, six here in the home half of the sixth for the Aces. Got to cash in, trailing 5-2. Whelan to Alexander, the 2-0, foul back. Got a fastball at 93, up and away. Blaze right on it, fouled it back into the stands. Sunny day on this Sunday at Greater Nevada Field. Early April. And a 2-1 pitch, Whelan to Alexander. Hit hard, up the middle, potentially two. Played on a hop, Reyes throws on to first. It is two. 4-3 double play and two down now. Higgins does move up to third. But that is the second double play in as many innings for the Aces in a tough spot. Hit it hard, hit it on the ground. And it resulted in a Pablo Reyes double play. So it's up to Dominic Canzone now to push home P.J. Higgins. Two down, bottom six, Aces trailing 5-2. Canzone takes a ball outside, fastball at 94, one ball, no strikes. Dom today's 0-for-2 with a strikeout swinging. Flew out to left in the fourth. Aces have gotten runners on. Just difference today is not cashing in as he fouls it off the left side into the crowd. all weekend we've seen both teams with runners in scoring position batting down the hatches, take tough at-bats, drive-in runners. Saw 25 combined runs Saturday. 22 Friday's opener. Wheeling to Canzone, the 1-1. Hit hard. Center field. Blade going back on the warning track, jumps up and makes the catch. Canzone gave it a ride, not enough though. J.J. Blade puts it away for out number three, and that wraps up the sixth. Aces get a couple aboard. Double play and a flyout to center spells the potential rally. Las Vegas leads it 5-2 after six. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. Ready for the seventh inning. Aviators leading it 5-2. Take us home, my partner. It's a pleasure. Kevin DiDomenico.
Thanks so much, Nash. We head to the top of the seventh. It'll be Justin Martinez, as you mentioned, the 21-year-old to face 1-2-3. Tyler Wade to lead things off. Lines one left field, a base hit. Hit number nine of the day for Vegas and the second for Tyler Wade. He's aboard with nobody out. 5-2 game. Las Vegas leading it. Their runs came in the second, third, and the fourth inning. Reno's lone two came back in the third. Two runs on four hits. It was a two-run shot from Buddy Kennedy. With Jake Hager on base. The first pitch to Kevin Smith, the two-hitter. Shows bunt, pulls back, ball one on a fastball at 98. We know the speed of that Justin Martinez has in his arsenal. Had Tommy John back in 2021. Fastball mid to upper 90s. Has that sharp slider. The pitch. Fastball swung on and belted high and deep toward the corner and right. At the wall, it is gone. Into the Aviators bullpen and right. Two-run shot. Vegas leads at 7-2. Kevin Smith, his second of the day. Another two-run homer, four RBIs for Kevin Smith. Vegas tacking it on in the seventh. Boy, Martinez roughed up a bit in his first outing, and more of the same here in his second. A promising prospect, young. Struggling in his appearance on Friday now, single and a home run to start. Here in the seventh. First pitch to Jonah Bride. Offers a front door slider. Misses ball one. Granted, it is a tough back-to-back. Tyler Wade, Kevin Smith. Bride spits on another slider down. 2-0. Jonah 1-for-3 today. Singled in the first. Struck out looking in the third and flew out back in the fifth. 6-for-13 this series. Fastball 99 inside. Had some movement, too, 3-0. Well, you do not want to get with 99. Bride got out of the way. 3-0. Fastball down the middle. A called strike. Just about knee high. Bride digs in back of the box. Taps the plate once. Defense as straight up as it gets for the Aces. The 3-1. Down and away. And he walked him on five pitches. Bride aboard for the second time today. And Justin Martinez yet to record an out. The potential closer for this Reno team has not seen that role yet. There hasn't been that situation yet for the Aces. Two wins in non-save situations. But Justin Martinez has come in not super tense conditions. And this one now trailing by five. And another tough hitter, it's Cody Thomas, who struck out a couple of times today. He's 0 for 3. Actually, 3 Ks for him. First, third, and fifth. The first pitch is in there at 97, a called strike. See, getting ahead of these hitters. Stressed once again. Five balls, four strikes for Martinez. All those strikes have been hit. Swing and a miss. Fantastic slider coming back inside. Thomas fans. And it's nothing in two. So Vegas, two in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, two in the seventh. Reno, their pair in the bottom of the third. Martinez set, kicks, fires, swinging a pop-up in the infield right side. Should be in foul ground, actually, for Seth Beer. Coming back toward fair ground, shading it with his glove, and he makes the catch. The sun, that is. Which is shining. Little to no clouds here in Reno. Fans, April 15th marks Jackie Robinson's historic MLB debut. Robinson's courage blazed a trail for all of America. Join us at Greater Nevada Field on April 15th as we commemorate Jackie Robinson Day. Swinging a fly ball, hit out to center. Fletcher ranging back, now at the track, now still going toward the wall, and it bounces on the warning track and off the wall. Extra bases for Tyler Soderstrom. The halt sign is at third from Reardon. A double. And second and third, Tyler Soderstrom, a double, sends Bride to third. And more trouble coming for Reno here in the seventh. So single, two-run homer. Walk, pop out. And a double. The first pitch to J.J. Blade is a fastball, or off-speed, called strike. Just above the knees. J.J. Blade made his AAA and MLB debut last year after hitting 228. 20 big flies. Looking for one there. Cuts on 99 up and misses. Nothing in two. Struggled in the bigs last year, had the worst batting average from July 23rd until the end of the season in all of Major League Baseball. 0-2. Off-speed inside, at the feet. Ball one. Yeah, so a situation where the Aces infield will come home on a ground ball hit hard toward them. Not playing so much on the infield grass, but in line with the base path. 1-2. Breaking ball called third strike. Blade knew it, nodded his head, and there's two away. The Aces have racked up their strikeouts. A lot thanks to Brandon Fott early, who had seven in his 2023 debut. Martinez about to deliver pitch number 17. Here it is. Swinging a ground ball, hit hard toward the third baseman, Kennedy. Shuffles, throws, and in time. Cal Stevenson, one pitch, one out. Couple of runs for Vegas in the top of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Reno needs some runs. Can they get it? Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. Thank you. 8-9-1 for the Aces in the bottom of the seventh inning. Thanks so much for tuning and joining us on your Sunday afternoon. Morolio will lead off and take a fastball inside at 96 for ball one. Rico Garcia, the new pitcher in for the Aviators. He will be responsible for the bottom of the seventh. Pitched in six games in the show last year. Next one is swung on, hit well, out to deep left field, back at the wall, and it is caught by Stevenson up against the wall. One away. So Morolio hitless today. And Garcia, a long, hard out there. Here comes Jake Hager. Garcia, by the way, 109 career appearances in the minors. The pitch outside and low, ball one, just below the knees. Mostly relief outings for him, 75 saves. Or 75 starts, three saves, 1-0 coming to Hager. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Fastball 96 up. 460 career strikeouts. He had 60 last year in the minors and a 1.99 ERA before getting the call to the show for those six appearances. 1-1. Swing on a line drive into right field. Going to be a tough play. Coming in is Thomas, and it drops. A base hit for Jake Hager. One on, one out for the Aces in the seventh. Turns the lineup over. We talked about that second leadoff spot. Hager in it again. And here comes Dominic Fletcher. He's reached once today back in the fifth with a single, ground out in the third and a ground out in the first. Both to those middle infield spots. Kennedy waiting on deck, who's reached once and hit a deep home run to left. Fastball at 95, low below the knees. One ball, no strikes. Garcia, three balls, three strikes, comes set, belt high. A little bit of a shift to pull against Fletcher, the pitch. Inside at 87, breaking ball misses. It's 2-0. Remember, Reno, the only undefeated team in the PCL, that in danger in the late innings here. Greater Nevada field. Target outside. The pitch is low. Ball three. Vegas looking for their first win of the season. The only team that hasn't picked up a win yet. Everyone else 1-1. All of the PCL East 1-1. Three balls, no strikes. Garcia set at the belt. Looks in, kicks and fires. In there a called strike. Get me over at 95. Fletcher waits for the 3-1 pitch. One out, Hager off of first. Runner holding the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, tailing toward the line and left. Stevenson under it, and he makes the play. A couple of putouts for Stevenson in the seventh. Two outs. So it brings up Buddy Kennedy. Grounded out in the first, two-run shot in the third, and a walk in the fifth. Garcia waits. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Misses below the knees and outside. One ball, no strikes. Six balls, five strikes for Garcia here in the seventh. Two outs, runner on first. 1-0 count here to Buddy Kennedy. Straight up defense, shift to the opposite field. Stevenson far off the line and left. The pitch, breaking ball, spit on by Kennedy. And once again, hitters count. 2-0 for Buddy. See if he can do something with it. So Garcia came with a 1-0 breaking ball. See if he comes back. Fastball, which has been in the mid to upper 90s. 2-0, here it is. Fouled back, gets the fastball, and out of play. Buddy Kennedy had a season to remember last year, got called up on June 17th, 2022. Had hits in his first three games he played in with Arizona, waiting for the 2-1, and takes a fastball up and away, three balls, one strike. Had that monster spring training as well. 4.24 average, four RBIs, and 33 at-bats. Talked to him yesterday. He said, yeah, just wants to keep it rolling, still seeing the ball really well. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Check swing on a fastball down the middle and a called strike. Regardless, it's 3-2. Aces legend Stone Garrett actually just got called up in the Washington Nationals organization, recalled from Triple-A Rochester with the team today. Payoff pitch, runner going. Outside, ball four. Kennedy knew it through the bat. And two on, two out here for the Aces. For the three-hitter, Pavin Smith, who's been relatively quiet today. Kennedy back-to-back walks. He's reached in his last three at-bats. So, a big chance here for the Aces to cut into the five-run deficit. And just the guy to do it, Pavin Smith. The first pitch, low ball one. Smith, 2-for-3, three runs scored yesterday, three RBIs. 0-for-3 today, grounded out into a double play his last time. The 1-0, inside, fastball just below the belt. Two balls, no strikes. Wind still blowing out to straight out to right field. Pavin Smith waits, waving the bat off his left shoulder. The pitch is popped up left side off the swing from Pavin in the infield. And Wade at third makes the catch. So once again, runners are stranded for the Aces. 7-2 the score. We'll head to the eighth. You are listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. We'll go to the top of the eighth. 7-2, Vegas leads the Reno Aces. Mitchell Stumpo will be the new pitcher for Reno. Stumpo will face 8-9-1 Pablo Reyes, his first task. And gets him swinging. The first pitch, 93 miles per hour. Reyes, strikeout, ground out into a double play his last three. The pitch, fastball, letter high, ball one. Lone appearance coming on Friday. Went one inning, struck out one, didn't give up a run. Big swing and a miss from Reyes. He's down 1-2. Reyes calls time. Now steps back in the right-handed batter's box. Waves the bat. Looks into Stumpo. Waves it a few more times. Now is ready. Stumpo a stretch. Winds, kicks, deals. Pitch is low and outside, ball two. 88 down. Arizona and Los Angeles tied at one as Reyes goes down swinging on a pitch down in the dirt, one away. But the Dodgers have two men on in the bottom of the eighth inning. Friend, I think you could argue offensively at least the Dodgers definitely outplayed the Diamondbacks all series. But Arizona's still battling and getting that 2-1 win in second game of the series. First pitch to Trenton Brooks is down and in. Ball one off of Kyle Lewis, pinch hit, two-run shot. It's all they needed. Great relief performance from Dre Jameson. And they're going to try to steal one here today. Still tied at one. All right, we're headed to the top of the ninth. That's the update. So Arizona got out of it in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Fastball letter high and away, 2-0 to Trenton Brooks. 0-for-3 today. Aviators look for some insurance. The 2-0 is smacked into right field, base hit between first and second. One on, one out. And Brooks, the University of Nevada native, is on board. Goes to Tyler Wade. First hit of the day for Brooks. Wade, a couple of hits. First one in the third on a bunt single to the left side. And like clockwork, Kennedy playing on the infield grass. Singled his last time up, too. 93 low and in the first pitch. Ball one. Open stance for the lefty Wade. Waving his bat behind his left ear, the pitch. Up and inside at the belt. The Reno faithful still here. They know that this offense can strike at any time. Looking to chip away in the bottom half of the eighth inning. They trail it by five. 92 outside. It's two balls, no strikes. Stumpo falls behind Tyler Wade here. Getting a little chilly up here with the wind. The wind is really the only problem, though. 3-0 on the way. Upstairs. At the letters, four-pitch walk, and he couldn't find it against Wade, who's aboard for the third time today. So Kevin Smith will walk out to the dish. And, boy, has Kevin Smith been a problem today. Two-run home runs. And on the other side, you could argue player of the game, right? Two big flies, four RBIs, comes up hacking first pitch, and fouls it pole side, third base side, over off the Aces dugout. Break up your midweek rut by celebrating Wild Wednesday at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Wild 102.9. Stumpo deals, fastball inside and high. Grab your tickets for only $10.29 by using promo code WILD at checkout. Take advantage of this offer by visiting renoaces.com or text TIXX to 210031. Swinging a high, deep drive by Kevin Smith. Does he have a third? He does. 10-2 Vegas. Three-run shot, Kevin Smith. A career day. For the Aviators shortstop today. Two-run homer in the fourth. Two-run shot in the seventh. And a three-run homer here in the eighth. Brings up Jonah Bride. Pitch, knee-high called strike, nothing in one. So, Vegas extends their lead to 8. Stumpo set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Outside corner just misses the black. It's 1-1. We knew what the Aces could do offensively, especially late in the game. We also knew what the Aviators could do, who are close to leading the league in runs now. Next one, low and inside, ball 1-1. They've done it all series, right? 1-1, grounded right side, stopped by Beer, backhanded. Nice play, takes it unassisted to first for out number 2. You got to remember, 13-9, 9-run effort in game 1 for Las Vegas. Game 2, 10-run effort. And game 3, they do it again. Another 10-run effort and counting. Cody Thomas coming up. Nobody on and 2 outs here in the top of the 8th. And a lot of that due to the big fly. Pitch inside, ball 1. Kevin Smith, 3 home runs today. 7 RBIs, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, 89 down. Thomas comes up empty. Cody Thomas hit for the cycle back on Friday, but has been relatively quiet since. 2 strikeouts today, both swinging in the first and the third. Popped out in the 7th. 1-1, inside at the letters. 2 balls and a strike. Stumpo set at the numbers, the pitch. 89 low and inside, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Got to come to him here. A little bit of a shift on for Thomas, the pitch. He doesn't, misses up and in. And Cody Thomas is aboard for Tyler Soderstrom. Another guy in this lineup who's done some damage this series. Back on Friday, went 2-for-4. Homered, solo shot in the 2nd, and a double in the 7th. Can't keep that bat quiet. And Doug Drayback will come have a word with Mitchell Stumpo. Stumpo signed in July of 2019. He went to Guilford College in Greensboro. He was really good in 2022. Didn't allow a run over the final 18 and a third innings pitched. Was kind of that setup man last year in 45 appearances, 43 and a third innings pitched across the whole season. Was 8-for-8 in save opportunities. Again, when you talk about pitchers like this in this ballpark, so tough to do, especially around this league. Spring training, small sample size, 2 2/3 innings, 2 runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Slow roller foul, first base side. So you look at that spring training, maybe control a bit of a problem, the 4-2 walk to strikeout ratio. And today, 15 balls, 9 strikes in 24 total pitches. Swing and a miss gets Soderstrom to fan. And it's 1-1. So a 4-for-8 series for Soderstrom. Pitch, it bounces away from P.J. Higgins. Looked like it almost caught the foot of Tyler Soderstrom, but he doesn't move a muscle. Still standing in the box as Cody Thomas advances to 2nd. Yeah, Cody Thomas, silent since the cycle. 4-for-11 series, which is still really solid. 1-1. Up and inside. 2 balls and a strike. Stumpo set at the belt, kicks, fires. Swinging a line drive ripped down the right field line. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. An 11th run coming for Vegas. Thomas trots home. The 2nd double for Soderstrom. It's an RBI double at that, and it's 11-2. Vegas, they put up 4 in the 8th. That is a three-hit afternoon for Tyler Soderstrom. Loud hits at that. Solo shot in the second, the double in the seventh, double in the eighth. That knocks a run in and just gets tougher for Stumpo. Here's J.J. Bleda. First pitch, big swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Bleda, a home run in the second, home run in the fourth. Reached a third time in the sixth with a walk and struck out looking in the seventh. Stumpo to the belt, kicks and fires inside ball one. Mitchell about to throw pitch number 31. Here it is. Got him swinging again. 1-2. Time called by Bleda. Keep an eye on that Dodgers-Diamondbacks game for you. Finals all around the league. As we head into the evening hours, Eastern time at least, same slider. That time misses. Bleda bit on the first two. Around the league, Albuquerque knocked off Round Rock 10-2 to advance to 2-1. Pitch. Same slider again, taken by Bleda, and we go full. OKC 10-9 win over Tacoma. Boy, Tacoma can put up runs, huh? They had 19 the first two games and 9 in game 3. The pitch fouled off the end of the bat and bounce back to the screen. Sacramento fell to Salt Lake 8-3. Sugarland over El Paso 4-3. So finals all around the league, except for here. Payoff pitch. Here it is. Hard hit ground ball over to Beer at first. Fumbles with it. Takes it unassisted for out number 3. Vegas strands one, they get four. It's 11-2. Bottom of the eighth we go. Aces looking to crawl back. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. P.J. Higgins to lead off for Reno in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Aces trail it by 9. Aviators flip the script on Reno today for the series finale. First pitch, a fastball misses low and away for ball one. Yeah, that's been the story. Aces dominant offensively the first couple of games. 1-0. Bell tie ball 2. And today, just 2 runs. Coming on 1 swing of the bat, 2 runs on 5 hits. Two-oh is skied to the right side. Thomas is there shading the sun with his glove as it keeps on carrying toward the track. He makes the catch. Boy, that jet stream, a very, very real thing. Wind isn't even blowing that hard out to right, and that just kept on going. As a lefty, Seth Beer has to feel pretty good about where the wind is blowing right about now. And if he gets a pitch up and inside, got to think he has a good shot at putting it out, the pitch. Well, he was looking to do that right there. Big swing and a miss. You know, I was never a home run hitter, but I think with this jet stream, I could probably sneak one over the bullpen. Excuse me, over the wall, into the bullpen. Not over the bullpen. 0-1, big hack and a foul up and out of here. 0-2. Seth Beer, his lone hit of the year, came in his last at-bat, floated one over the shortstop Smith's head, dunked it into center. 0-2. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Well, he was trying to put one over the right field bullpens. And there's two outs. Here's Blaze Alexander. Couple of walks, grounded into a double play in the sixth. Aces have had those opportunities, but first pitch, low and outside, ball one. Double plays have hurt him. Pavin Smith grounded into one with first and second, nobody out, back in the fifth, and same situation for Blaze Alexander in the very next inning. Pitch, 1-0 up and inside. Well, Nash, good news. Arizona has taken the lead over the Dodgers 2-1, and we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch fouled back to the screen, one ball and a strike. How about that? Diamondbacks get blown out last night. They sneak a victory in game two of the series and a chance to even the series at two games apiece on another 2-1 victory. Wild. 1-1. In there, called strike, knee high. See around the league in the show. Washington took down Atlanta. Miami fell to New York. Colorado and San Diego have reached a final. The Padres over the Rockies 3-1. Cubs fell to the Brewers 9-5. Breaking ball outside misses. It's two balls, two strikes, two outs. 11-2 here in Reno. Vegas leading, trying to get their first win of the season. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia set the pitch. Fouled back to the screen by Blaze Alexander. Boston over Baltimore 9-5. Yet to reach a final in the Oakland Angels game, but Angels lead at 6-0 in the bottom of the ninth. Vegas will do the winning for the organization today, it seems. 3-2, low and away. Alexander walks on a full count. Brings to the plate Dominic Canzone. 0-for-3 day for him, a strikeout back in the second. Some of these wind gusts just blowing papers around, knocking down coffees. One on, two out. For Canzone, the lefty waits the pitch. Low and inside on a fastball, 95. Garcia still up there in velocity and about to throw pitch number 34 of his outing. Here comes the 1-0. Rolled over, grounded over to first. Bride has it, takes it unassisted for out. Number three, we head to the ninth, 11-2. Vegas leads it. Stick around. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball at Greater Nevada Field. top of the ninth, Cal Stevenson to lead off, 7-8-9 for the Aviators in the ninth, and a new pitcher, Yandel Gustave, in for the Aces. 11-2, Vegas has the advantage, 6 runs in the seventh and eighth. See what the ninth has to offer. Stevenson today, strikeout, ground out, single, takes the first pitch, a fastball outside, ball one. Yandel signed as an international free agent in 2010 by the Astros. Fastball low and inside, 2-0. Sinker slider guy, 96. Slider at 86. Pitch. Outside corner, gets a fastball and a called strike. Pretty solid MLB career, 3.56 ERA in the show, 2-1. Swung on, line drive, foul, third base side. Facing Cal Stevenson. Open stance for the lefty. Here comes the 2-2. Will go full on a fastball at 97. Misses low and inside. Cal Stevenson actually went to the University of Nevada out of high school. Then to Chabot Junior College. Ended up at University of Arizona as he rips one into right for a base hit. Jumped around, traded from the Blue Jays to Houston, traded to Tampa in 2019, then moved at the deadline last year to the A's. Made his MLB debut in August of last year. And played in 23 games for Oakland. Had a trio of doubles, hitting 167. Takes us to Pablo Reyes. Man on, nobody out. 11-2, Vegas leads. Slider low and away. Ball one. That's been a trend today too, right? Getting ahead of these guys. Yandel wasn't able to do it with Stevenson. 1-0 here to Reyes is ripped into left. Coming in is Canzone. Makes the catch on the run for out number one in the ninth. Brings up Trenton Brooks. DH in the nine hole. Single his last time in the eighth. Trenton, 27 years of age. Last year played in 87 games with Cleveland's AAA affiliate in Columbus. Comes up empty on a fastball at 95. Hit 273, 21 doubles, 11 homers. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, hit well. Out to right center field. Going to be a tough play, and it's going to land in the gap. Or is it gone? It's gone for a home run. Well, it looked like it just disappeared. Outfielder stopped moving, and it's a home run for Trenton Brooks. 13-2. That ball just kept on carrying to maybe the deepest part of the ballpark. Didn't look like it was hard hit off the bat. It kept on going. Credit Nash with the assist there. 13-2, two-run ninth for Vegas, 2-4-2 from the seventh till the ninth. Yeah, that's been the story. Offensive explosion, no surprise, right? 7 home runs for Vegas. First pitch to Tyler Wade as the lineup turns over. So a two-hit day for Brooks. Takes us to Wade. A couple of hits for him today. Pitch. At the eyes, a fastball at 96, 1-1. The 1-1, outside and low, ball two. 4 of Reno's 6 pitchers that have come in have given up a home run. Fott gave up 4 in his start. 2-1, slider, and a good one, swung on and missed. Remember, Fott's final line, 3 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, 7 strikeouts, no walks. Like we talked about earlier in the broadcast, came right at hitters. The 2-2, inside ball 3. Payoff pitch. Skied high to the left side. Canzone dashing in and Alexander out into shallow left. Canzone comes in, makes the catch for the second out. Wade is retired in the ninth on his 6th at-bat of the day. And it brings up Kevin Smith, who has been the main storyline for the Aviators. 3 home runs, a 2-run shot in the third, 2-run homer in the seventh, and a 3-run blast in the eighth. Takes a fastball at 96 for a called strike. He had 1 hit all series coming into the game. 3 loud ones today, swings and misses at 96. Well, I think at this point he's going for a 4th, right? 0-2. Maybe sit a breaking ball on Gustave. The pitch swung on and missed to challenge fastball, and Smith comes up empty. Well, they finally get Smith out, but 2 more runs come across on a 2-run shot for Vegas. Bottom 9, Aces. We're going to crawl their way back on a windy day here in Reno. You're listening to Reno Aces Baseball from Greater Nevada Field. Bottom of the ninth, Reno needs 11 to tie, 12 to win, 13-2 they trail it. And Marolio will lead things off. He'll take a fastball at 96, low and inside from Chad Smith. Smith, an 11th round selection in the 2016 draft by the Marlins. Next one, inside ball 2. graduate of Ole Miss. In there, a called strike. Last year played for Albuquerque. Went 1-2 in 32 appearances, 3.09 ERA. 12 saves and 14 opportunities, and predicted to be that main closer for Vegas this year. A fastball in there, called strike. Not that this is close to a save situation, but good to get those ninth inning reps for Chad Smith. Hard hit ground ball, left side. Ranging to his left is the shortstop, Smith. Throws in time to retire Marolio. And there's one away here in the ninth. Line moves to Jake Hager. Came into today, 1-for-4. Picked up another hit in the seventh. And the first pitch to Hager swung on, fouled off of his foot. Remember, today's broadcast is brought to you by your friends at Greater Nevada. How can we help you live greater? Well, the Aces will go on the road after their day off tomorrow, more of a travel day, and head to Tacoma, Washington. Fastball upstairs and inside, ball one, 1-1. First game coming Tuesday night. 1-1 on the way. Off speed upstairs and inside again. 2-1. That'll be a six-game stint up in Tacoma. Come back, take on Sacramento at home. Swing and a miss. Slider down. Hager comes up empty. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. You can catch us for 63 games on Nevada Sports Network. 2-2, laced into left, base hit. Jake Hager is second of the day, his third of the series. A broken bat single that turns the lineup over and brings up Dominic Fletcher with one out. Nevada Sportsnet, Bally Sports Live, that app. Four stadium broadcasts here at home and, of course, streaming on the road on our website. First pitch to Dominic Fletcher, a called strike. I'll be on the call for those six on the road in Tacoma. So join me. Still, you know, a lot of potential for this Aces offense. Obviously didn't do what they have done the past 2 days today, but know what they can do. On a fastball at 96, Fletcher grounds it, pull side, foul. So many talented players on this roster. Dominic Fletcher, one of them. He's come on strong today. Hit the ball hard on Friday a couple times. Has a single in the fifth today. Buddy Kennedy, another highlighted guy, had a two-run shot. Drove in the only 2 runs for Reno today. Target outside, the 0-2. Ground ball, same spot, foul, first base side. The 0-2. Line drive, left field, base hit. Past the diving Smith at shortstop. First and second, one out. Dominic Fletcher, his second hit of the day. So multi-hit games from three different guys for the Aces today. And just not able to string them together at the right time. right? Timely hitting a big thing today, something they were able to do really well on Friday and Saturday. And coming through with runners in scoring position, you can look back to the fifth inning, the sixth inning, when Paven Smith and Blaze Alexander both grounded into double plays in favorable situations for Reno. Here's the first pitch to Buddy Kennedy, is in there, called strike. 97 from Chad Smith. Kennedy, the two-run shot in the third. Back-to-back walks in his next at-bat. 0-1. Low and away, one ball, one strike. For these guys, every at-bat is important, right? Their numbers are important to them. Everyone wants to get the call. Buddy got that emotional call in June of last year. What a great story he is. 1-1. Inside. Looked like it almost got him. Ball two. His grandfather, a big leaguer, he made the call. He said that was a big call he made when he got called up. Back on June 17th, 2022. 2-1. Takes a fastball outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Boy, velocity just going up for Chad Smith. Now up to 98. Two-two. Chopped foul, third base side. Buddy had the 3-for-4 day yesterday. A couple of RBIs. So numbers-wise, showing awfully well through his first two games after not starting opening day. Lineup can be shifted around so many different ways. You'd expect it will be shifted again on Tuesday. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Off speed, up and away. Tommy Henry got the start on Friday. It was his first opening day start, went five, gave up four runs, settled in a bit later. Ground ball left side, this could do it. Smith to second for one, to first in time, and the game is over. Kennedy grounds into a double play, and your final score today on your Sunday series finale, Las Vegas 13, the Aces 2. Well, we discussed several times about how special this Aces offense was, but today the Aviators stole the show, Nash, and broke out offensively. Your final line for the pitcher, Brandon Fott, went 3 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 7 strikeouts. That's a bright spot in the line, and no walks. That's your starter, Fott. For Vegas, Luis Medina went 2 1/3. Of efficient ball, no hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Once again, your final score, Las Vegas 13 on 16 hits. Reno, 2 runs on 7 hits. We're back on the air on Tuesday on RenoAces.com. You go to listen live. Tune in, 6:15, first pitch, Tuesday at Tacoma. Thanks so much for joining us. Once again, your final score, Las Vegas 13, Reno 2 in the series finale. Thanks for joining us on opening weekend.